Stampede Blue. What we talking about? Indianapolis, AFC South. Stampede Blue, let's air it out. Fly route, let's air it out. Topics, loaded like offense. Colt-centric, talk about it often. Stampede Blue, let's air it out. Fly route, let's air it out. Do it big.
Welcome back to the Stampede Blue Colts cast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Matt Dainley. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and we powered through the Colts' very first preseason game of the season. So everybody give yourself a round of applause. There were some definitely some interesting points in this game, but if you powered through the last bit of that, boy, that was just a clown show almost there at the end. Can't get the center quarterback exchange, nothing going right there towards the end. That was ugly, but all in all, Colts win 19-17 up in Seattle. Obviously the end result score isn't a big deal in preseason. We all know that. We're all looking for certain things that came out of the game. Who played well, who didn't, you know, who shined, who the young guys that played well, some of the vets that did their job, so on and so forth. How'd the running game go? You know, you want to look at those kind of things, how the depth look at certain positions. And we're going to go through all that. We'll kind of try to keep it quick. If any of you are crazy enough to be up watching this live or doing any part of this, if you're not, then I guess you will be catching it tomorrow morning for your commute, maybe, or just while you're at work, if you're able to get in some earbuds. So let's kind of start at the beginning. Andrew Luck looked fantastic. Everything we've been seeing in training camp was good. We like the offense. I do. I like the offense, the way they've got it designed right now. And it was something that we'd asked for Andrew Luck for years. Get him started on some dumps, and then get, you know, let him kind of work his way and progress his way into the game. And they did that a lot. A lot of those short, they did a good job getting the short passes out to the playmakers, letting those guys get some yards after the catch. Mac did a nice job. Mac left with a hamstring issue, so that's not good. Left pretty early with that. Would really like not to see that already. Robert Turbin got a ton of the carries after that, right? So Turbin, they definitely worked him out. I wouldn't be surprised if this was his only game that he really gets that kind of a workload, because they've got at least now two running backs, and only one of them looked worth a crap, because Hines looked terrible. He didn't look good running the ball, and he couldn't hang on to the ball and punt return or anything like that. He had a mess of a game. Hopefully it was the jitters or something like that, and he comes back. But that's always hard to – my issue with Christine Michael going throughout the season or through the training camp was that he couldn't hang on to the ball, kept fumbling it, couldn't catch. And now we've got Nyheim Hines out of the blue, you know, with brick hands, and he can't do anything with the ball either. So, I mean, it all started when in the punt return or the kick return when he tried to stay up and get a couple extra yards. He's lucky that wasn't called a fumble, because I don't remember the replay, but I'm pretty sure that it was actually a fumble that they just called his forward progress has stopped. But, you know, bobbling a couple other punt returns, just not a good look for that dude. They kept shoving him back there, man. They want him to do it. So Hines was a real disappointment tonight. Hopefully he can get that all figured out, but he's still electric in space. Maybe he's not the return guy. You hope that he's not a guy who's constantly, he has to understand his height and his stature isn't what he's going up against opponents' defenses. They're always going to be bigger than him, most of them, and they're going to be stronger than him for the most part, just basis on being as big as they are. So he's got to understand that ball security is absolutely priority number one, especially for him, not only because it's going to ruin the team's offense, it's going to stop drives and get a real kick in the butt, but it's also going to cost him a ton of carries. He's not going to get the ball if they can't trust him. On the other side of that, Jordan Wilkins looked good. I liked the way Robert Turbin looked. Christine Michael had a couple 10-yard bursts. Looked pretty good there. So the backfield, other than that, was pretty solid. Injuries that I can remember, at least, we'll put it that way. James Wright and Deion Kane both left with knee issues. And then Mack, of course, with the hamstring. So we don't want to see Deion Kane out. That is for sure. We don't see anybody out, but you know what I mean. So it was fun. Beginning of the game, Luck, I mean, they opened the game with a pass play to Mack for big yardage. Mack got a lot of the carries there at the beginning of the game. Luck was getting good protection. I think the Chester got a ball out of the – or not out of the backfield, but he was a, kind of the dump-off guy, and he didn't really force his way to try to get – it was a third down in like 7 or 8, and he didn't really try to push forward and get through to the first down marker. The Colts end up going for it, and they end up converting. That was nice. On fourth down, it was Turbin that converted on a little swing route with him. Ended up being kind of a big play, wide open out there. So the Colts did well starting the game. Like I said, the quick passes, getting it to the playmakers. And Luck ended up taking, you know, his first kind of shot in an NFL game from Bobby Wagner. So that was nice to get that out of the way. Luck looked hopped up and looked excited and was excited about getting ready to go. So the offense looked good. Vinatieri kicks field goal. We go to the defense now, and this is a lot of people were upset about the defense. I get that, and certainly throughout the rest of the game, it looked like a mess. No doubt, there were some positives from it though as well. And I'll even say that for the first team defense, I loved the energy from like guys like Najee Good, Darius Leonard. I felt like they and Jabal Sheard. I felt like a lot of those guys in that first team defense, even Marcus Hunt. Let's see who else. I mean, Sky Moore, he played really well tonight. I thought that the defense showed flashes for sure. They showed that they are exactly what they are trying to build, just in the, you know, infant stages of it. So we have to accept that this is preseason week one. Things aren't going to be a finely wrapped, you know, box right now. These things are going to take some time, especially some of the younger guys who are getting acclimated to everything on the defense. Excuse me. But overall, I loved the energy that they brought. I thought that obviously the pass rush wasn't there, at least on the initial drive. The defensive line, the power and speed from those guys was showing. Autry, you know, even on a false start, the offensive guy, false started, and he hopped across that line full speed, and he was the only one that moved on the defensive line. Maybe he was the only one that saw that offensive lineman move, but you see that that's what he brings in practice that everybody's talking about. Autry's going, he got himself a sack tonight. Autry's going to be a big, big player, I think, for this team. We've talked about that in the past. I thought Leonard looked good. Moore did okay early. Moore really kind of disappointed me tonight. I wasn't real impressed with him. Took some bad angles to the ball carrier. Allowed the outside to be taken on him as a corner. That kind of a major no-no. And just overall, he was just average at best. He didn't deserve the hype that he's been kind of getting. Let me put it this way. His first preseason game did not reflect the hype that he's been getting through camp. So that's got to change. But I thought in coverage, for the most part, he did okay. Hairston did good. Hairston ended up having an interception off a tip ball, I believe, from Matthew. I think that was the near interception later on in the game. It was almost Ronald Martin. Hairston had the interception in the end zone. That's right. And, you know, it's nice to see from him. He looked physical tonight. He looked solid in coverage. He played the boundary, played the nickel. I think Hairston did a pretty good job. And then we get, you know, Quincy kind of looked out of place. They had this pick play near the beginning of the game. I don't know who didn't, you know, who didn't rotate or whatever they were supposed to be doing on the pick. But it was more of just a crossing route. And Quincy was with his guy, but shot back out. I don't know if he was supposed to stay home on that one and stay outside for whoever was releasing outside. But one way or another, they got crossed up there. And the very next play, I think it was that Hairston ended up getting that interception, because it was he and Hairston who crossed up initially. But overall, I like I said, I liked the energy that the defense brought to the game. They did not play lights out. They were, you know, kind of porous against the run. They looked kind of sad in the pass rush early. All those things. But like I said, it's preseason week one. Not going to, you know, fret on that too much. The problem as we get further down is some of this defensive depth is just out of control. So the Colts have to get these guys right. These are the guys, and this is the process of the preseason. These guys have to get back in the swing of things, and they've got to get it there quick, because some of them look awful. And they've really got, they are not going to be rostered players, not rosterable. There's no way. We saw Luck get sacked tonight also for the first time. So that was, I mean, we say that was nice, but that was kind of what we all wanted to see. We wanted to see if Luck could take a hit, how it was going to, how he was going to react, how everything was going to come to play for him. He did fine. He looked good. So, I mean, we saw Hilton running some solid routes, got into pass interference on, or drew a pass interference on Trey Flowers. It's late, folks, so I'm struggling with my talking. Got my coffee here, though, so I'm going to take a little sip of that, see how that works. T.Y. also dropped a pass along the sideline. It was a really good pass by Luck, and I don't even know if we can say he dropped it, because I think the defender had an arm in there pulling his other arm away, but it was good coverage, nothing egregious from Hilton or anything, but it was a perfect pass. It just didn't end up very well. Obviously Vinatieri was the player of the game for most of it, you know, getting some of the field goals, but we like what Luck brought. What was he, 6 of 9 for 64 yards, no touchdowns or interceptions or anything like that, but he looked good. I was impressed with him. I was impressed with the offense, how the offense is put together, the play calling. I liked Reich's approach, you know, kind of stayed calm, didn't he? I mean, I honestly, after Nyheim Hines like bumbled that second or third punt that he did, I expected him to be freaking losing his lid, to be quite honest with you. He was very cool and calm throughout the game, and they kept putting guys out there. You know, they kept putting guys like Hines out there who were making mistakes, make them fix it. And I guess that's okay. You can look at it two different ways. Either you get a real bad ripping and you figure out that you are kind of on thin ice, or you just keep going out there and they're just going to let you give you enough rope to hang yourself. So hopefully Hines can get that turned around, because he, like I said, he's a weapon. He could be a real weapon for this team. It doesn't look like it tonight, though. We saw some nice bursts from Terrell Basham. We didn't see much production out of him. You know, there wasn't, any sacks. There was a time he ran past the quarterback, not bending, still standing straight up almost in his run and his sprint, but he's got the burst. We've got to get him bending, though, be able to hold that corner, that edge, and be able to get a piece of the quarterback instead of just running past him. I'll also mentioned Danico Autry. He played really well. It was nice to see, like I said, that everything that we've talked about in camp had been kind of coming to fruition through the most part here. But overall, I thought Autry, I thought Sheard played pretty well. I thought Simon came in. It was really a cool play. And Simon's done this last year. What he'll do, and you know what? He's been the one that continues to repeat. These guys are football players. Forget about the change of scheme. They're going to play football. He is absolute epitome of a football player. The dude is undersized, or whatever you want to call him, comes in and smashes the offensive guard for the ability of Danico Autry to get around the edge and just kind of collapses that offensive line onto each other, takes them off balance. Danico Autry's got a free shot then at the quarterback after that. So Simon is a football player. He's an important part of it. He's not going to be a true pass rusher. He's not going to be, probably any sort of a linebacker in any case. He's going to be the defensive end, but he's going to be in there for stuff like this. And I think that we should all be happy that he's going to be in for stuff like this as well. I thought that he did a nice job. I thought Ridgeway had a nice game. I want to see him do that against starters, though, because he's been really quiet in camp. 2-3 sacks, something like that. Two of them really close to each, or almost had two back-to-back in back-to-back plays, but missed out on the guy. We saw some young guys, like I said, Kenny Moore played well at the beginning and then really fell off, kind of struggled in coverage late, wasn't physical, I didn't think. KJ Brent caught some balls, Nate Hairston with his interception, Kaysen Williams had a pretty good rapport there with Philip Walker when he was in the game. There was a lot to kind of take in with this. And I think if, you know, are we looking for one or two specific takeaways? I think that one of the things that I liked and enjoyed the most out of this entire group was that we saw the offensive line, the first group, especially the interior, played really well. I thought they protected Andrew Luck pretty well. I didn't see anything terrible out of Haig. He just wasn't quick enough, didn't have the reach on the one play. He got beat, plain and simple. He got beat. Andrew Luck got sacked. Outside of that, they did pretty well. They started Webb at right tackle. They started Slauson at guard, obviously Kelly, then Nelson, and then at left tackle, you know, they had Haig. That group did a pretty solid job, I think. I think that it's still an improvement over last year. There's no two ways about it. The first sub on the offensive line was Braden Smith. Now, Smith had, you know, a couple of decent protection snaps. Some of his other stuff was kind of off the wall. But we're not seeing Austin Howard in that right tackle spot. They did end up later on in the game actually moving Braden Smith out to tackle again. So I think I'm worried about Austin Howard, to be quite honest with you. If he's not starting and Webb's starting, dude hadn't played in 2 years. That I don't want to necessarily say that's a problem, but it's definitely something that is a cause for concern, I think. They've really got to kind of check that out and figure out what's going on with that, because Webb can't be the starter. They've got Denzel Good, who's out. If I'm not mistaken, LaRaven Clark came in and played left tackle a little bit, but they've got some issues right now with some guys who aren't healthy. Obviously, Costanzo is a major part of that offensive line. Him at the left tackle position just solidifies everything for the Colts, and it's very necessary that he comes back, and when he does come back, he comes back healthy. I wouldn't want to say excitement, but out of just the anxiousness of waiting for another game and to kind of see what these guys have, not from field level either. I'm telling you, it's so much nicer watching it on TV as opposed to their practices, because there's so much more that you can see more in more detail. You're not looking at everybody on the same plane. So it was fun for me to watch that and really realize the difference of what you can take in and what you're missing when you're on the field in practice, because that's there's a lot you're missing. You're seeing who's not seeing who's getting beat necessarily, and so on and so forth. So I was impressed with what I saw tonight out of several guys. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. We're going to get you guys out of here pretty quick. We're going to cut this to probably about a 30-minute show. And we got about, 10 minutes left out of here. So we'll be back here in just a second, and we're going to finish up the show. Welcome back, guys. I did not collect any stats or anything necessarily on this game, so I'm not going to go through those. And it is preseason, so I'm not doing that. But I think one of the guys that we should probably be holding highest in regard right now is Sky Moore. Dude played ball tonight. I mean, did he have an interception? No, he almost had an interception. I mean, he played excellent defense and coverage. He almost had that pick come across. He looked good against the run. I thought that he was, as advertised, everything that we've seen. You know, he's had an interception on Luck. He's had a couple of those points in practice, but he's been very kind of steady, very, very steady, but consistent and on the positive side of it, you know, not necessarily towards the middle. I think Sky Moore is going to be a real find, and I think he's going to add a lot to the coverages and the subs, and not necessarily for him to be at the mic, but he is just going to be an absolute weapon on the defensive side, just as we hope that Nyheim Hines can be on the offensive side. Tonight, he proved that he deserved to be getting those first team reps. Zaire Franklin, I enjoyed watching him. He was physical. He did pretty solid in coverage. Matthew Adams had that tip ball I mistook for the other interception. Ronald Martin almost had that interception. So we saw some guys contributing. Darius Leonard, he played well. He did well in pursuit. That was fun to watch. Marcus Hunt, he had a nice game. Like I said, Jabal Sheard. We had some performances, guys. We can't be killing this defense already. It's preseason week one. But like I said, there are things we can take away from it. Jordan Wilkins is going to be a player. I have no idea why it took them so long to give him all those snaps at the end instead of getting him some work in with at least the second team offense. But he showed he doesn't need much of a hole to be able to squeak through it. He's not a power back, but he's got the power ability, and that's what matters. And does he use it? Can he use it? Can he take that in as being his role for the team? Because he's got the speed to get outside. He's not going to chew up 10, 20 yards every time he gets outside. But like you saw today, he can change direction. He can get outside and pick up 3 or 4 yards versus being stopped at or behind the line of scrimmage. Nyheim Hines doesn't have that right now. I don't think that Christian Michael has that right now. Mac showed that he could navigate through the holes a little bit better too. I liked on some of the outside zone runs, Mac was able to run with the linebackers, make a be decisive, attack a hole, and get north and south. I enjoyed that about Mac tonight. I thought that was kind of a big step in the direction for him. Also, when he's in space, obviously catching the ball, he's going to have, you know, an impressive game. And he did. So just those two guys in general, I think that we've got more probably coming from this running back collection. I just want to see it sooner rather than later. And I want to see Turbin because I think he's a good running back, but I don't want to see him anymore, especially taking up, chewing up all those reps. I want to see Hines and Wilkins getting those reps. And obviously if Mac is coming back and can come back soon, then I want to see him getting a lot of those reps as well. But I definitely think that Wilkins, it is nice to see that everybody's, you know, falling for Wilkins. You scroll through Twitter and everybody's favorite football player right now is Jordan Wilkins. So I'm glad everybody's on that train. That's a fun one to be on. But from left to right, you know, we saw some good play out of the offensive line, I thought. I thought Haig did a pretty good job outside of that sack. I thought that even the backups did a pretty solid job in protection. I thought the groups all did. Now the last group in there was kind of a, man, it was an absolute mess. So I would say the groups all besides that last group that was in there collectively did pretty good in their run blocking, you know, responsibilities. I thought they did nice. I thought the tight ends looked good. The receivers, you know, Rodgers caught a ball, didn't do much after the catch. Hilton looked good. KJ Brent showed us that he's going to be a guy. Man, he missed a perfect pass for a touchdown. Had his hands too far apart. Ball goes right between him. He had himself a touchdown there from Walker, and it was a really good pass from Walker. And those can't be wasted. Kane looked like he was pretty nervous. Caught the ball, got tripped up by the turf monster, and you know, went down, tried to get back. He just looked like kind of the butterflies were getting to him. We know what kind of player he is. He is a really good receiver, and he can do some great things after the catch. But you know, first preseason game apparently wasn't his. Kaysen Williams, he came back and played pretty well. Zach Pascal did nice. We saw a catch or two from Steve Ishmael. I thought the wide receivers in general were a pretty solid unit. I thought they did pretty good. Luck, Brissett, they all did good. Kai is a mess. Walker did pretty well. Going through kind of some of the defense now, was there anybody, I mean, can we say that we were impressed with Pierre Desir? I think Desir had a good game. Impressed, I wouldn't say that, but Quincy Wilson didn't look great. Kenny Moore looked like crap. Nate Hairston looked pretty good. I'll give Hairston the dime on that because he looked pretty good. But Tolliver, Desir, we didn't see our Tolliver and Durr. We didn't see a bunch from them. Robert Jackson came inside and made a couple plays, you know, crashing down hard. I thought that was important for him. Obviously, we saw TJ Green give up a touchdown, getting lost in coverage, go figure. But Matthias Farley was pretty regular. Chris Cooper and Odom, those guys all played some extensive special team snaps. And then we saw that Shamarco Thomas is an absolute idiot and is going to go after a head. That was completely a dirty play. It's either dirty or just completely ignorant, and he's an idiot because the dude's head was almost on the ground to begin with. He literally dove at his head. I had forgotten that he got the what was the play? Unsportsmanlike conduct for running out, you know, getting blocked outside of the out of bounds and then not coming back in as soon as possible. So he was gone anyways. But in my opinion, for that hit, he should have been ejected for that period. If he hadn't had another penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct before that, they still should have canned his ass because that was completely a dirty play. Just no call for that. I just don't see him. He was, and I don't think it was a dirty play when it happened in practice, but him and I believe it was Nate Hairston combined on a tackle on Fountain that sent him out, that he's been out for, you know, however many days in practices ever since. So just keep that in mind. I'm not so sure Shamarco Thomas is a real intelligent cat, but, you know, he's probably going to be looking for another team pretty soon anyways. I think when you look at the guy who has the most impact on at a position, what they're expected to do, but you've got to consider the competition that they played. I want to give Ridgeway the props that he got for whatever, 2.5, 3 sacks. I want him to be able to take that and build on it. But I want to see him do it against the first two units or at least somewhere in there as a rotation, because he hasn't done it up to this point. But man, he looked good. He looked quick. He was getting a release from the offensive line, getting in the backfield in a hurry. He was solid against the run. So we saw some flashes tonight. There is no, I mean, first of all, we can't take anything into as a holistic viewpoint of anything in the first week of the preseason. You can't do anything close to that. So I think when you look at the offense, how well they played, how the offense is structured, the way that Luck was getting protected, how quickly he was getting the ball out, how seamless he looked and calm in the pocket. He stepped up and ran comfortable. He's back, right? He's playing football and he's fine. You look at all those things for the offense and you think that's going to grow no matter who's in the backfield. Hopefully the line gets healthy completely. And some of the starters or projected starters or immediate backups can pick up their game a little bit. But all in all, offense, not really too much of a problem. You look at the defense, I wouldn't say there's a problem. I think that there's a problem in general with the scheme because there are wide open, I mean, 15 yards downfield, there are massive holes. And maybe this needs to be getting like coached up a little bit better, but you've got to see these windows have to be less. And I think that's probably why they like Sky Moore there so much, because he can take up so much room with his speed and his instincts and his ball production, like Frank Reich likes to say. They love that about him, and that's what they need at that role. But they've also got to have an enforcer in there, and obviously Clayton Gethers will come back. We'll see more Malik Hooker eventually, I think week 3, they said, in preseason. So all that's going to come. But I love the energy that those guys brought. I talked up Quincy Wilson because Quincy Wilson was playing good ball. He was being a ball hawk and he was knocking balls loose and everything else. He was playing in good coverage. I talked him up. Ever since I talked him up, I missed a couple practices and all of a sudden, you know, he's just not done much. Tonight, he looked confused in a couple plays. He wasn't great over the top in coverage. I like seeing his break on the ball though. He's got to start taking this more seriously, I think. I just wonder if there's a little too much, you know, self-absorption with him. He really has to step up and understand that he is critical to this defense with his skill set. He's got to be a player. He's got to be a guy that can help this team. Desir is somewhat of a playmaker, but not a flashy guy. Moore has been rising, has been a solid guy in coverage, has proven that he can be physical, but he didn't show that to me much tonight. Nate Hairston showed that he probably shouldn't be getting passed up in the slot, because Nate Hairston's a good ball player, solid tackler, physical, and good in coverage. And I think that he's also a guy that they like because he can blitz. And this is just the way everything's going to work itself out, folks. We can't be too upset about the defense. Enjoy the energy right now. Enjoy that these guys are flying to the ball, because they are flying to the ball. They're just not, they just don't have the mix of the instincts and the preparation quite yet. Okay. I think this defense is going to come around, but we saw in all different units, whether it was the first unit late in the game, we saw that some of this approach from Eberflus is going to be bend, don't break. Try to get the quarterback to make a bad decision. Try to get a play on the ball, but otherwise keep the offense, keep the ball in front of you and make them make a play. I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm not a fan of the process because it's so aggravating, but if they can be a team that can be a ball hawking team that can make plays, and they can be, they have the talent to do that, especially on the back end. Whether that talent is realized, Wilson, Hooker, Gethers, Desir, all those guys, whether it can be realized or not is the real issue going forward, the real question. So I'm excited about this Colts team. I really am. We love the offense, kind of its design so far, although everything's pretty vanilla. On the other hand, you have to love what you're seeing out of the defense's energy. So keep that all in mind as we go forward right now, because next week's going to be a little bit better. The following week should be, you know, an entire first team unit out there for an extended period of time. And hopefully by then, within 2 weeks, those guys should have it pretty much locked down. And if they don't, then we're going to see some problems throughout the season. But I think we've got to give it some time. I'm feeling very patient right now, which is kind of odd for me because I'm typically not the patient guy when things are occurring in this way. But I think that the defense has some growing to do. I think they're going to be fine. Obviously, the offense is right where it needs to be at this point. I mean, right now, this looks like a very, very effective and efficient and good offense and dangerous offense. Can it be? Absolutely. Will it be? We'll have to see. But so far, so good. I think everything's in order for that to do it, from the head coach to the quarterback to the playmakers and the protection. I think it's all good right now. Defense, we can't wait to see that improve. But don't get down on them too quick. It's way too early for all that. We've got a lot of football before anything actually matters. So, guys, that's about all I got for you tonight. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Hope you guys enjoyed the game. We got one under our belts now, folks. We got a preseason game under our belts. So let's move on. We'll break down all this stuff that we saw tonight, kind of the top and the bottom of the game. I'm going to have a column coming out probably throughout the preseason, kind of based on Joe Lunardi's bracketology, like last five in, first five out, kind of describing the process of whittling it to a 53-man roster. Because right now, if you guys saw the piece that I did the other day, kind of about the locks that I projected to be on the roster, there was, what, 48 guys total, and that included the special teams guys, like whoever that is, three spots. But the rest of the guys, we've got five spots left for this. So I wanted to kind of gauge this, see who was the five guys who made themselves a roster player today, and then talk about those guys who were just on the outside looking in that either had a bad game or that need to do something to really get in the good graces of the coaching staff and their teammates for that matter. So hope you guys will like that. I plan on doing that tomorrow, and that should be fun. So I've kind of got the basis and the guts for that, but we'll see where that ends up. But I just want to say appreciate you guys for watching and listening. Make sure you guys are getting us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And hopefully we don't have any of these 1 o'clock podcasts anymore. So thank you guys all for listening. I'll talk to you next time right here on the Colts Cast. Stampede Blue.